This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I get to mind. Welcome, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Daf HaShavua. We're going to do a double header today. It should be a little bit shorter than yesterday. And we're beginning now Simen Lamed Gimel. I think it was a major accomplishment that we were zeichah to learn through Simen Lamed Beis. We now begin Simen Lamed Gimel. Din Tikune Ton V'din Harutzuis. The laws of fixing tefillin and the laws of the straps. Im Niskalkel are Shal Shnei Batim Mi Batei Harosh. Let's say the hide of two batim of the Batei Harosh got ruined. Ze Itzel Ze. One next to the other. So here, let's get the picture up. Sorry, I guess it was on gray setting this morning. Let's make this a little bigger. One second. Yeah, okay. So let's say you see here, two of the batim next to each other got a little bit ruined. Ematfilin yeshenim. If the yeshanim, if the tefillin are old psulim, they're pasulim. Him chadashim, they're new kshayim, they're kasher. Kozman she'or moishav habatim kayim. So long as the leather that houses the batim are extant. Haga says Rama. Gam habatim tzvichim lios kayamim. The batim themselves need to be extant. Ela shenikru ksas, but they're slightly torn. B'yeshanim lehepach. Some say the exact opposite. B'yeshanim kshem, if they're old, they're kasher of chadashim sulim. V'nirali, says Rama, the yeshla hachmer lifso b'shneim. Yishvi machmerim and pasel both of them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, niskalkel. Her shenifsat v'nasa kara. It got a little bit ruined and torn. And it's missing mi batei harosh, right? Because we know the shorosh has four batim. Avlam nasa kera b'habayi shel yad pasul. If, let's see, this is picture two. Where's picture two? Oh, this is picture two over here. If there's a tear in the shorosh, pasul in the shel yad, excuse me, it's pasul kuliyama. Even though the titura is completely extant, like we have over here in this picture. So you have a little tear in the bias, even though the titura is extant. By the shorosh, you have other batim. So if one is torn, it's not the end of the world if... because you have others that are complete. You don't have such an option when it comes to the shell yad. If it's torn, it's torn. Okay, ze itzel ze. So we say, ze itzel ze, rotzolim, the habatim him smuchim zel ze, the batim are one next to each other, afilum in hakram smuchim, even if the tears are not next to each other. Kegoin, shekara echad bahabayis hasheni bedoifnai haimini. Let's say you have one tear in the second bias on the right wall, the kara sheni bavayis gimel, and the second tear on the third wall. Loishna b'doifnai hamini oyasmoili v'afilim kara zelamala v'zelamata. Here, so for example, in all of these cases, let's say you have here their tears are right next to each other. Sort of, you know, this one, the tear is on the right wall, and here the tear is on the right wall. Here are the tears on the right wall, and the tear is on the left wall. Here, the right wall, left wall, up, one is higher, one is lower. Certainly, if they're right opposite each other, they're going to be pasul. Now, what's the difference between whether the tefillin are old or new? Why, if they're old, are they pasul and they're new? They're kosher, according to the first daya. Does Mishnah Berurah decry niskalkelu machmas yoshnam? They're already ruined because of their oldness. Vayesham Srili lehepach. The other opinion holds just the opposite. The chadoshim agloy milsa the arma kolkelu. If it's new, that shows that the hide, the leather, was no good to begin with. Even the vizman mua nikru because it tore so quickly. Vafil hecha dole shaychi elu hata'amim. Even if none of these reasons are applicable, kugoyin shenasa hakera. Let's say the tear happened with a knife. Yesh lahachmer. We are machmer. Doesn't matter why a Torah. Torah because it's old. The Torah because it got torn with a knife. Kamakam sidei b'sefer. What does it say in Yom Shabbat? Peites. Pesachei Tshuva. What's Peites?
Pesachei Tshuva.
Pesachei Tshuva. Thank you. The Dibuk Mahani. Pesachei Tshuva is inclined to say that gluing it helps. Im anu yoidim she'en ha'arma koko. If you know that the leather was not inherently flawed, gluing helps. Afle elu denagim lasat tefillin ar echad. Even those who make tone out of one R, if there's a tear, gluing helps. Okay. Chadashim kasherim. If they're old, they're pasul, but if they're new, they're kasher. And he says, "Vafil haker b'shnei abatim b'shnei dafno seim." Even if the tier are in two different batim and two of its walls, they will be pasul. This is diagram. Let's look over here. This is chaf. Ba'filu ches tes yud chaf haker b'shnei abatim b'shnei daf noseim ches. Here are these cases. Even if it's on two walls, on both, meaning, but even if both walls are torn on two batim, right? So you basically have four tiers. Even if you have, that's the case. You have two walls. Both walls are torn on both. Both batim are torn on both walls. It is okay, according to this daya, as long as the ar moishav habatim is kayam. What does that mean? Hainu hatitura. Let's see how he explains it here. That's lamed. As long as the titura is kayam. Abu Beis Yosef pirish debayshu shleimen mikol atzadim. The Beis Yosef explains that it needs to be shalem on all sides. The loy mach shirinon elamash shenikra mi befnim bein bayis lebayis. We only are machshir if it tears on the inside between bayis lebayis. Let's see if he explains what that means. We're only machshir if it tears from the interior between bias and bias labias. V'zeo gam kein das Ramah, shatikul halacha. This is the opinion of the Ramah who copies lahalacha. He writes, because of the gam habatim tzrichim lios kayamim, ela shenikru k'tzas perush, shenikru bein bias labias. Aval hatzdodim tzrichim lios shleimim. The edges need to be shalem. Let's see if he explains this at all. What does it mean the edges need to be shleimim? He doesn't explain so clearly. V'afilu tera b'bayis echad. Even if it's torn in one bayis, imnasa mibachus levad, if it's only on the outside, gam ken yesh lahachmer. So let's read this one more time. Let's read Vav one more time. Kayam. Hainu hatitura. One second. Let me just get my bearings with this picture. Where does the picture start in terms of Mishnah Berurah Sivkat on Vav? Kayam, where does Kayam begin? Okay. Kayam, hi,
okay, over here. Let's try to read this over here in the picture. He's quoting the Shabro word for word. Hainaha titura. Avo b'beis Yosef, d'rmas ha'avrav pirish d'bayish yushleimim mikol hatzdadim. It has to be whole from all sides. Again, the Ramah says that if they're chadashim, they're kosher, kolzman that the ar moishav habatim is Kayam. And the bias itself has to be kayam.
It means the outside, around the outside.
So the outside means the four
everything that you can
sides of the
see.
square, the four sides of the square?
Yeah.
So
this
as long
whole
as it's a
discussion is
Torah,
about what's going on the inside.
The Rama says, the Mechaber says, Kol zman she'or moishav habatim kayim, you need the bottom to be kayim. The Rama is adding, the bais itself has to be kayim, which is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, interprets the titura. And the Beis Yosef says, as we shall make called stadim, deloy mach shirin and elamash shenikor mi bifnim bein bais levayis, but not on the outside. V'zeo gam kedas Rama, she'atikol halacha v'kosav gam habatim tzichem liyos kayamim. Ela shenikru ktsas, it's torn a little bit, perush, shenikru bein bais levayis, aval tzadim tzrichem liyos shleimim. So the tzadim means around the four sides. V'afilu kara b'bayis echad, emnasi v'chus levad, gam ken yesh lahachmer, because it can't be torn on the outside.
The edges, all the edges,
only
around
on
the
bayis. Inside. Okay. Let's see one more Mishnah Berurah for the first segment. The Rama brings another daya that some say lehepach, that yeshenim are ksherim, chadashim are psulim, like we saw before. The reason why chadashim are psulim is because it shows it was never good to begin with. Alkein yesh livsa mashu regilin hasoifim kshoisim adal batim v'noisim oisav etfus. One, we would have to passel what the soifim typically do when they make four batim and they put it in a mold. They cut from the hide between one bias and another. So it doesn't shrivel up and protrude. They patch up from the inside. So they somehow do some kind of surgery here. They cut off a piece to avoid any kind of protrusion or bumps, and they cover it up, that's going to be a problem. Because it's going to be torn. It's torn, and we're machmer, if it's torn, it's puzzle, both on the inside and the outside. So that will be the first segment. And we'll put a pause here for a minute.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.